வந்தேகம்
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 10th of February, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam
Thereafter, Lord Brahma requested Prahlad Maharaj, who was standing very nearby, and asked Prahlad Maharaj to go forward, and said, My dear son, Lord Nrisimhadeva is very, very angry upon your demonic father, and you can go forward and appease him, the Lord.
Prahladam Presayamasa Brahma Abhasthitavantike Tata Prasamaya Upehi Sapitri Kupitam Prabhu. So, all of them, all the demigods, they wanted to pacify. The Lord was very angry, but they failed. Then at last they requested Lakshmiji to pacify the Lord. She could not dare to approach. What is this thinking of pacifying? Then at last they decided that this 5 years old boy, the Lord may be compassionate upon him, and for him he has appeared. So let him be engaged in pacifying the Lord. So Brahma, the head of all the demigods presented there, he decided Prahladam Prasayamasa. He pushed him forward, My dear Prahlad, My dear son, better you go forward and pacify. It is something like to push a little child in the cage of the lion. It is something like that. Nobody dared. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he knew very well that however ferocious as he may be, I am not afraid, he is my Lord, I am not afraid. He is jolly, innocent, pure devotee, he had no fear. So he was sent, My dear Prahlad, you try. So, Brahma avasthitam antike. He was very near, sitting, but he had no fear. Just on the lotus feet, near the lotus feet of the Lord he was sitting. Others were contemplating. He was free that I am under the shelter of the Lord. Sapadamule, Mahatpadam, Punnajaso Murari, his Murari, and everything is under his feet. This is the conclusion when one is advanced in Krishna consciousness. Prahlad Maharaj, although he was a boy, 5 years old, it did not matter. He was first-class devotee, Mahabhagavat. That is possible. The devotional service is nothing material. It is spiritual. So there is nothing impossible. That is real appreciation of spiritual life. If one thinks that Prahlad Maharaj was only 5 years old, how he could offer such nice verses in glorifying the Lord? That is possible. Bhakti does not depend on the age. Bhakti depends on sincerity of service. It is not that because one man is older than me, therefore he will be greater devotee. No. ahituki apratiyata. First of all, bhakti must be without any motive. Without any motive of personal sense gratification, that is real bhakti. Anna vilasita sunnam. We have to make all our desires zero. Jnana karma dhanamritam. People are trying to understand the whole creation by knowledge. But bhakti does not depend on knowledge. Jnana karma or karma. Karma means fruitive action. Not that because you are a very big businessman, you are very successful, therefore it will be easy for you to understand Krishna. No, that is not true. Or if you think one is very poor in knowledge, low born, no education, still he can understand bhakti as law, provided he is pure devotee. Material conditions, they are not practically applicable to spiritual life. You say, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore he said, Yo Vajja Agika. Whatever Ramananda Raya was proposing, this is the beginning of bhakti. He suggested varnasam dharma, karma tyag, karma sannyas, in full surrender, sarva dharmān prayukta. All, everything, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, iho bādhyāg, these are external formality. If you know something better than this, please. So, Ramananda Raya, when quoted a verse from Brahma's prayer, sthāne sthitā śrutigatāṁ tanuvāṁ manobhi prāyena ajita pi jito. Krishna is ajita. Nobody can conquer. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, matta parataram nānya. Nobody is greater in every respect. Not that Krishna is shorter, at least in this respect. He is shorter in one respect, that he could not repay back the obligation he received from the gopis. He was only shorter to the gopis. That is his grace. He said that, I cannot repay you. It is impossible. Please be satisfied with your own service. That is the gopis. So you are shorter, or else, especially before Radharani, he felt himself short. Otherwise, he is the supreme. He is always the supreme. Matta parataram nanya kinchidasti dhananjaya. So if you want to conquer over this unconquerable Krishna, then, according to the prayer of Brahma and appreciated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sthane sthita sutigatam tanuvam manovi, you remain in your prayer, it doesn't matter. But you become very humble. Don't be pakta. Jnane prayasam udapastha. Namante. You should not think yourself that you are very advanced. By my speculative knowledge, I can understand God. That is mistake. That is not money. You have to give up, first of all, this attempt that I am very learned, I am very rich, or I am very this and that. Therefore, for me to understand God, nothing. They think like, Janmai Sajja Sutat Srivi. Those are very much proud. They do not take Krishna consciousness very seriously. They think, this poor fellow who has no money, no food stuff, they have come in the name of Krishna are begging, so it is for them, it is not for us. I am very rich, I am very opulent, I am very educated, I am very aristocratic, so for me there is no need of it. The Indians say like that in your country. Now we have known this Krishna, Hare Krishna, we have, now it is not. Now it is technology. So these puffed up persons cannot understand Krishna. One has to become very humble. Christ also says, the kingdom of God is for the humble and the meek. That is actually. Krishna also says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. This is the beginning of humbleness. Yes, I am nothing, insignificant. Bhavanam janmanam anti jnanavan mam. This is real knowledge. To remain always insignificant before Guru Krishna, then it is problem. If somebody thinks that I have become more than my Guru, more than Krishna, then it finishes. So, one should become very humble and meek. It doesn't matter where he is situated, either this institutionally, brahmachari, grihastha, manaprastha, sannyas. Even one has taken sannyas, he should remain always humble. So, never we should think that I have become very big personality. That was the instruction of my Guru Maharaj. Bara Vaishnava. I am very big Vaishnava. Everyone should come and obey my orders. This is condemned position. The real position is one should be very humble and meek. Jnane prayasam mudupasam namantayo. Namantam means humble. One should be prepared to learn from namantayo sarvamukhavin, those that pure devotee. From them one should be very much anxious to hear. That the same thing, unna vilasita sulla, who has no other desire in the material except to serve Krishna, he is pure devotee. So one should be anxious in humbleness to hear from such personality. It doesn't require to change. There are so many questions sometimes, whether it is necessary to take sannyas. It is, by the routine work, it is necessary. But if one is serious, so for him it is not necessary. Ohitukiya pratihata. Because for a serious student of devotion, Krishna is in his hand. So, anyway, even if you are a sannyasi or grihastha or manaprastha, it doesn't matter. You should remain very humble. That is the path. Sanistita, and you should hear from the realized soul in humbleness. Then, Krishna, the great, he will be conquered by you. So, Prahlad Maharaj was that type of Mahabhagavatam. He was not a child, yet he did not know the formality to become unnecessarily very prestigious. He was by nature a small boy. Just like here, this boy, if he insults, he doesn't care for it, because he's child. Or if you praise him, he does not think himself very much puffed up. This is child's nature. The Prahlad Maharaj was in that position. He didn't care. His father wanted to chastise him in so many ways. He didn't care. And he always said, he is my father. He is joking. This is simplicity. simplicity. The simplicity is very valuable. So Prahlad Maharaj was in that position. Therefore, Mamma selected him. So, my dear Prahlad, my dear child, please approach the Lord Jesus. Try to pacify him. Prahladam Vrishayavasa Brahma Vastitamang Antike Tata. My dear child, my dear boy, Tata Prasamayom Upehi. Please go forward and try to pacify him. Sapitre Kupitang Prabhu. Our Lord Prabhu, he has become very, very angry. Nobody can excess in his anger. That's why nobody can excel the Supreme Personality Godhead in anything. Similarly, when he is angry, nobody can excel him. He becomes so angry. So he is always, God is great means great in everything. When he is angry, nobody can excel him in his anger. And when he is very peaceful, nobody can excel. This is God. Asama urdha. God means nobody is equal, nobody is greater. So, when the Lord was angry, nobody can show his anger equally. And nobody can become greatly and or more greatly angry than Krishna. He's always topmost. So such anger was exhibited. Why? Now, it is said, Sapitre Kupitam. He's inducing, Brahma inducing, that we never see the Lord so angry, but it is on account of your father. So it is your duty. Go there. The child will accept, yes. My father committed so many offenses. Therefore, it is my duty to pacify the Lord. Therefore, he reminded me, because he was a child. My dear child, it is for your father he has become so angry. So it is your duty, go and pacify. So, every word in Bhagavad Gita means, Sapitre Kupitam Prabhu. Don't think that it is our duty, it is your duty. Although you are Brahma, Lakshmi, all that. So real duty is yours. This is little joking. So Prahlad Maharaj is prepared, all right, either for his father or for everyone. That is Vaishnava. Vaishnava does not consider that I have to pray to Krishna for my father, for my mother. No. Vaishnava is ready to offer prayer. Paradukha-dukhi. He is always unhappy seeing this fallen conditioned soul unhappy. Yeah, that Vaishnava personally, he has no unhappiness. Naivad-viji paradurat-payavai-charanya. That will be explained. Kadvijya-gayana-maha mridamagna-chitya Suchi tato vimukuchi tato maya sukhaya bharamud bhagato mula. So Vaishnava is always sorry for the rascals in the world. Otherwise, he has nothing to be unhappy. He can sit down anywhere, he can sleep anywhere, he can eat anything. He doesn't require anyone's help. He, as Krishna is, self-sufficient. Similarly, Krishna, not exactly like that, but a Vaishnava is also self-sufficient, depending only on Krishna. That is Vaishnava. So he has nothing to lament or nothing to regret. He is always pleased in the service of the Lord, but he is always sorry for the conditioned soul, for suffering the material pain on account of his knowledge. Thank you very much.